Hello everyone, my name is Ellen Porter and I am one of the teachers for Precepts. I teach alongside Susan Keyes and Sarah Wood, and we are getting ready to dive into Esther next week. And looking over the roster, I noticed that there were some new names to Precept, and perhaps some names that have just not been on the roster for quite a while. So in speaking with one of my friends who's new to Precept, she thought it would be helpful if we kind of gave a little tutorial on how this thing works. And so I'm going to be brief, but I just wanted to give you all some tips and tricks to the Precept trade. And if you have any questions at any point in time, please do not hesitate to call us. Any of your teachers or any former participants would be happy to share with you how we do what we do. So let me begin by saying it really doesn't matter how we do what we do. it really doesn't. This is all about studying the Lord's word, and it is his word that is powerful and living and active, and not my words or Sarah's words or Susan's words. But I know all three of us most want the Lord to shine brightly in your lives and for his words to come alive off of the page. So with that said, I'm going to tell you sort of how I go about these studies, and take it or leave it. And nobody is judging you by the way that you go about this precept study. It's all between you and the Lord, especially since we don't even come to class. So nobody will know but the Lord. So anyway, with that, let's begin. So you get a packet, and you should have received it. If you haven't, please reach out to Sarah, Susan, or myself, and we will be sure and get you one for Esther. And if you look at it, it's got that big plastic thing on the left edge, kind of like it's its own book. Well, I tear that all to pieces, and I peel off as much plastic as I can, and I kind of shred the papers apart so that way, when I'm fitting it into a binder or a folder, it all kind of flips a little bit more easily. That said, look back in the very back of that packet, you will find the appendix. And in there is the entire book of Esther printed out for you. These are called your observation worksheets. And this is the beautiful, clean book of the Bible that you're going to write up and scribble all over and highlight in and really mess up. If you want to do it in your own Bible, that works too. I write all over my observation worksheets, and I don't have room like that in my Bible. And so I love these. I love writing questions out to the side and things that the Lord is showing me through his word. But I like these, and I like all the white space in between because I can take notes all over the pages. So what I usually do is I get, like I said, a binder or a folder of some sort, and I pull out the appendix completely, and then I put the rest of the study in the brads or in the clips or what have you. And you will systematically go through the chapters of Esther week by week and all those observation worksheets, and you're going to be going back and forth and back and forth through those, so it's nice to have them apart from the rest of the study and handy so you can kind of flip more easily back and forth through there. So I usually keep those separate. As well, back there you have maps and timelines and other resources that to me really make this book of history come to life. I just love all of that good historical stuff and data because the truth is, God's word is very often historical. It actually happened in a time, in a place, and by seeing a map where it happened and seeing a timeline and a date, it just makes God's word more real to me. And forgive me, I'm driving right now on a road trip, and so anyway, trying to concentrate and do this at the same time. All right. Another thing that you'll find back there in the appendix is your at-a-glance chart. And this is something that's just really cool to have. Once you've studied books of the Bible through Precept, you will have kind of an overall theme page right there at your at-a-glance chart. And it will tell you when you're finished with Esther, the big ideas for each chapter and the big idea for the entire book, with nuggets that you have pulled out and plumbed in the depths of God's word. And so I love these at-a-glance charts. They're kind of a treasure trove of what you have studied right there. So what I usually like to do, so for example, on lesson one, Esther is 4 weeks. We're going to have 4 lessons. And I usually take the first lesson and I read through in skim fashion the entire lesson. So I can kind of see where we are going in that lesson. Oftentimes in precept, you will be reading a chapter or chapters of God's word multiple times. And when you're doing that, sometimes it can save you a time or two or kind of help connect the dots a little bit more quickly if you kind of know what you're looking for in the times that you're going through. So I like to use colored pencils. Some people like markers or highlighters and so forth. In the very back of your Esther book, on the back kind of cover page, you will see a bookmark thing that has a list of key words that are illustrated in a distinguishing way. All those words, what I usually do is I cut that out. And then on the back side of that, it's blank. And that's where I write my own key words for the book of Esther, whatever book I'm studying. So for example, in this first lesson, you're going to be marking in a specific way the names Mordecai, Esther, Ahasuerus, and Vashti. And so I write those names as well as banquets. That's another thing that you're going to be marking up. And so I write those things on the back side of that bookmark, and I mark them how I'm then going to go back and see them in the during the study. But in general, what you will find when you are doing precept is that when you are repeatedly marking words and phrases that are repeated, you get to see kind of what the Lord is saying and what he's shouting at us through repeated words and phrases. excuse me. I had never recognized Esther really as a book about banquets, but already by the second chapter, you've had 4 of them. And so it really, I had not thought about that. And so I really like this method of looking at the Bible and studying God's word. And then I really like the bookmark, because then you can take that bookmark and when you're reading at any point in time in the Old Testament, or New Testament for that matter, you can find the words covenant and you mark it the same way in your Bible. And you, those key beautiful words jump off the page more regularly. Another thing is that is not on your bookmark that you will be marking and should be marking are other key words that are contrast words. So for example, therefore, orange is my color for kind of key words or contrasting words. So whenever I see therefore, I color it orange. And I go back and look, what's the therefore? Therefore, it's just kind of one of those standard observation things. And you'll get all of this through practice. And I love Esther as well. She, in this particular study, Kay Arthur, or the writers of Esther, kind of take you slowly, look for the who, what, where, why, and hows, and all those. And I'm sure a lot of you all are familiar with that sort of thing as well. But really starting to look for those contrasting words, those linking words, or, but, if. I go through, and anytime I see those, I put an orange mark around it. Another one I put an orange mark around is the word behold. If somebody's telling me to behold something, then I want to know it. And so I always highlight the word behold in orange. And the key is that the reason why the Lord repeats himself is because what he is saying is important. Everything that he says is important. But just as we, as parents, have repeated things over and over and over to our children, it's because it's things that we want them to know and we want them to really have ingrained in their minds and in their hearts. And God, by his kind, gracious love for us, does the same thing, and he repeats himself an awful lot. And so those repeated words and phrases and connections and so forth really pop off the page if you have some kind of visual distinctive markers as you're going through the books. So lastly, enjoy it. Feast, on God's word. It is the fountain of life. And I can't tell you how much this method of study and God's word has really blessed me throughout my life, and I pray that it continues to do so. You will notice in your study, as you just take a cursory flip through, there's a lot of white on those pages. There's not a lot of analysis by the authors of the study. They guide you through their questions, but there's a lot of white, and that's because they want the Lord's word to speak to you, not the author of the study. And so there's a lot there for you to think about and chew on and pray over. Please, because we aren't meeting together, usually what we do is we get together at 9:30 on Tuesday mornings, and there's a lecture with a little break in the middle and snack time, and then we get back to it, to more lecture. And it's a dynamic class where we talk and we ask questions and we discuss things together. It's sad we can't do that right now, but we're doing our best to kind of facilitate that sort of discussion. And the best way that I know how to facilitate that is through email. So if you would, if you have questions or things that are in the study that don't make sense to you, would you please shoot me an email, and or Sarah or Susan, and we will try to discuss that in our recordings, because I promise if you've got the question, others probably have it too. And there are plenty of times where somebody in the precept, you know, writing, one of the writers has asked a question that I just don't get what they're getting at. They're obviously trying to make some point, and I think I'm missing it. And so a lot of times we get to flesh that out when we're in group study together, but unfortunately we don't have that right now. But God, by God's grace, we're all still in His Word. He has still gifted us with that treasure before us. So I'm very, very excited to get to study Esther with you over the next few weeks. My goal is to record the lesson on Monday afternoon, so that way they can be posted on Tuesday. But the good thing about this is, like I said, you're accountable to an audience of one, the Lord Jesus. And so it really doesn't matter when you do your study. You can do this in the fall if you want to. It really doesn't matter. But anyway, I'm excited to get to do it with you guys. And again, please call Susan, Sarah, or I if you have any questions. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Easter week. Bye.